Hello, this is Ralph.
Yes, sir. I'm calling you back about the survey. Are you going to have a little time to help me out finish it up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Thank you very much, sir, for helping me.
Okay.
Now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails, okay, and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, reasoning, or to vote yes in favor of this proposal. Or to make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference.
I'd say not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County trail network free for, you know, from motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, trails already generate millions of dollars to Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help, you know, boost a local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Convincing.
Very or just somewhat convincing?
I'd say very.
Very convincing. Okay, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized, you know, trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Traverse County existing trail network, and plan to construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Very convincing.
Okay, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
I'd say very convincing.
Okay. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
In today's digital age, you know, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, you know, and have healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay. All right, let me see. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Very convincing.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces, so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Very convincing.
All right, and the last one says, Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a, you know, dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Very convincing.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. All right, so then, now taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again, okay, about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes in favor.
Yes in favor. Okay, so then, would that be definitely or probably vote yes in favor?
Definitely voting yes.
Definitely. In favor. All right. Okay, so now you will be giving some statements against this proposal, you know, to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against, okay, this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference, in your opinion.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners and Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, this proposal will give millions tax more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up, you know, getting wasted on their pet projects.
Not very convincing.
Okay, not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Not convincing at all.
Okay, not convincing at all. Okay, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not too convincing.
Okay, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not convincing at all.
Not convincing at all. Okay, and the last one says, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Not convincing at all.
Okay, not convincing at all. All right, thank you, sir. Okay, and one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, definitely.
Yes, okay, and definitely, right? Okay. All right, sir, now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would it be?
That it would not create a trail on the old Mission Peninsula.
Okay. That...
I would like this money to create a trail on the old Mission Peninsula, so I'm making that statement in a this is my only hesitation way.
Okay, so be that it would not build in the peninsula.
That this money would not go to creating a trail, a bike trail on the old Mission Peninsula.
Old Mission, okay.
My hesitation would be that they would not spend the money to create a trail on the old Mission Peninsula. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes, to all. Okay. Mission Peninsula, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir, and before we finish, okay, you will now be asked about another proposal, but this is just one question. That may appear on the, you know, on the ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, okay, shall the county Grand Traverse County Traverse impose a renewal of previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for, you know, repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved, levied in full, The renewable millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes in favor of this proposal.
And would that be definitely vote yes or probably, just probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you, I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes. Okay. Just be sure we have, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, okay, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was that Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. All right, sir. And with which political party are you affiliated, Democrat or Republican or Independent?
Democrat.
Okay.
Democratic.
Okay, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Would that be very liberal or just somewhat?
I'd go somewhat.
Somewhat liberal. Okay. All right, so what is the last grade or formal education that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree in college.
Bachelor's, right. Okay. Bachelor.
Correct.
Okay, so then do you own or rent your home that you are currently living in?
I own it.
Okay. All right, so then do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
Two of them.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your main racial background? Would that be white or Caucasian, Hispanic, African-American or black, or Asian-American?
White or Caucasian.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your participation and time, okay? You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
Hey, thank you very much. You do the same.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take care.